Hollywood. It's time now for... Johnny Dollar.
Hi. This is Fred Haney, 4th State Fire and Casualty.
Oh, hiya, Fred.
Got a free day on your schedule for a pretty routine case?
Sure. Want to see me in your office?
Johnny, I want to see you in paradise.
Funny. Well, I'll see you in... What'd you say? Paradise.
Paradise, New Jersey.
Well, where is it?
About 50 miles south of Philadelphia, about 50 miles west of Atlantic City. So if you take a train down to Philly...
Or a plane.
Oh, you and your fancy expensing out. Okay, if you take a plane to Philly, you can rent a car there.
And just what am I supposed to do in paradise?
Find out how much accident insurance we have to pay to one Joshua Trimming.
Who's he?
Probably the most finicky, penny-pinching client we have. He was hurt in the fire that destroyed his home.
The home insured, too?
Yeah, but okaying the payment on that will be just routine.
Routine, huh? When somebody talks like that, I get suspicious.
I assure you, Johnny, that except perhaps for Joshua himself, this is just routine.
Yeah? I wonder.
Bob Bailey, in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the 4th State Fire and Casualty Insurance Company Home Office, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Fire in Paradise matter. Expense account item 1, $18 and a quarter, plane fare and incidentals, Hartford to Philadelphia. Item 2, $50, deposit on the drive-your-own car. Item 3, $1.50 for road maps in New Jersey. On the third one, I managed to locate the little town of Paradise, so I hit the highway. The flat, sandy plains of South Jersey look pretty bare, almost unfriendly at this time of year. I miss the color, the lush green farms, the blossoming peach and apple orchards that make it so attractive during the summer months. By dint of losing my way a couple of times, however, I found color in the names of some of the towns I passed through. Mullica Hill, Deertown, Cole Tavern, Deerfield Street, Elmer and Shirley. Paradise was a tiny shopping center in the midst of farmland, a short main street with a handful of stores. At the Mobile gas station, I asked where I might find the sheriff.
Standing right here in front of you, mister. Sheriff Luther Hopkins.
Oh, well, Sheriff, my name is...
Just call me Luke. Everybody else does.
Okay, Luke. My name is Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Oh, I know you, Johnny.
You must
be here on account of Joshua Trimming.
Yeah, that's right. I understand his home burned down and he was injured in the process.
Yeah, he lost his home all right, the whole kit and caboodle.
But he wasn't badly hurt.
Well, it's a matter of how you look at it and how well you know the old... How well you know Joshua.
What do you mean?
Well, he was hurt all right, but how bad is something else again.
Just what happened, Luke?
Look there, Johnny. Over there beyond the Hartzell General Store.
Yeah? Oh, I see. Is that the remains of Mr. Trimming's house?
Now, that's not much more than a couple of city blocks from here, is it?
I'd say that's about right.
And I was working Friday night here at the gas station. Late.
So what happened?
Johnny, I was looking right at Joshua's house, wondering why he'd gone to bed so early. The only light on was in his bedroom upstairs.
I see.
Well, sir, that fire started pretty fast, I'll grant you that. Just being in the whole parlor was blazing.
Oh?
But the point is, being a fire marshal, too, I hit the siren, and in less than 2-3 minutes, me and the volunteers and the chemical truck was over there hosing it down. What, would he wait for us? Oh. Oh, fool, he had to jump out of his bedroom window and get all banged up.
Well, I don't see exactly...
Johnny, if you asked me, it was just quick thinking on that old chiseler's part to get some more insurance money.
Huh?
Sure. Even if we got the fire out in time to save his place. Well, at least he'd be sure to collect something on his accident insurance. Yeah, he just like him.
You don't like Joshua coming very well, do you?
Why do you say that?
You say you and the volunteer fire company got there within 2 or 3 minutes of the time the fire started.
4 at the most.
All right.
Well, chemical truck's right here back at the station.
But you didn't save Joshua Trimming's house. Why not, Luke?
Well, because it went up so fast, that's all.
How'd the fire start, you know?
Well, probably that old heater he had down in the parlor.
You sure?
Well, what else? That's where the blaze started. I could see it.
You don't like Joshua Trimming.
I make no bones about it. The tight-fisted old... But look. He's the only man in paradise that doesn't work for a living. He's retired, but does he spend his money here?
No, sir.
He even goes over to Salem or Bridgeton to buy his groceries. So he saved himself a couple of pennies.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Dollar.
Well? You saying you think maybe I let his place burn down? Is that what you mean?
I didn't say that, Lou.
But that's what you meant. It could be a possibility, couldn't it? All right. Look, I could run you out of town, Johnny. I've got the authority. Don't you forget that.
Where'll I find Judge Latrivin?
Over at Joe Pasquale's place, about a mile down the road toward Cohansey. But now look here.
Oh, stop worrying, Luke. I just want to see about his injuries and if he has any better ideas about how the fire may have started.
Johnny, if you remember what I said.
About not being able to get that fire out?
No. About maybe running you out of town.
You know, if you were to talk to the police like that, Luke...
I am the police.
Well, you've certainly built up a nice case against yourself. I'll see you later.
Driving to the Pasquale farm meant passing what was left of Joshua Turning's house. Instead of passing, I stopped. From the insurance standpoint, it was pretty much a total loss. But enough of the frame was standing to reveal some rather interesting things. Could the sheriff, fire chief, Luke Hopkins have overlooked them? Or was he just being very careful not to call attention to them? I wondered. My name is Dollar. I understand Mr. Joshua Turning.
He's up in his room with the doctor. Dr. Moore. When the doctor leaves, you see him. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
You sit down.
All right.
You like a little glass of wine? A real genuine California wine.
Well, fine, but a little later. Mrs. Pasquale.
Huh?
I take it Mr. Turning's is boarding with you.
What else can I do? He'll loan us the money for the seeds, for the fertilizer. So when he says he's going to stay here, what can I do? Maybe I feed him you. He takes off some of the big charge he can make for the money we get. My husband, he's a big fool to borrow from Joshua Trimming.
Well, I take it also you don't like it.
I don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Hey, tell me something. Did he and Sheriff Hopkins ever have any trouble?
All the time. Always a big fight. He's played such a mess. No fix to the fences. No clean at the house. His place make our town look like a dump.
Well, that's hardly any reason.
All the money he makes is from his loaning to the people. Sheriff Luke, he gets really mad about that. About how much did he charge? 10%. 20%. That's too much.
Well, usury is a pretty serious thing, Mr. Pasquale.
So how are you going to prove? Nothing he's ever put on the paper. Sheriff Luke could tell him he's going to get him out of town.
Seems to me I've heard something like that
before. One way or the other, he's going to get him out of... What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh, here comes the doctor. I go back.
Oh, just lean on me and you can walk all right.
Oh, what do you know about the pain I'm having in my legs? I'm wondering all of my heart, losing my
loving. If you had a mind to, you could get up and dance a jig, Joshua, and you know it. And incidentally, this is one time you're going to pay your bill for my services. Just you remember that.
I'll pay you when I get paid by the insurance. Yeah. Oh,
now oh, stop dear. That nonsense and sit down here and... There. There you are.
Oh. I'm Johnny Dollar, Dr. Maury, from the insurance company.
Oh.
Well, it's about time you got here, and I hope you brought the insurance check along.
Well, that may be forthcoming later.
Later? Later!
Yours is a rather unique policy, Mr. Turning, the special accident clause, that is.
What's unusual about wanting payment if I'm incapacitated?
You call yourself incapacitated in the sense of the intent expressed in your policy?
What's the matter with you? Can't you see with your own eyes every time I try to move my face? Oh, doctor, can't you give me something to eat this thing?
Just use that leg a bit and you'll be all right.
Use it.
Now, look here. I've got some other calls to make. I'll see you tomorrow. If you're sure you want another call on your bill. Goodbye, Mr. Dollar. Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, doctor. Goodbye.
I'll walk to the door.
You tell him, doctor. You tell the truth about how bad I'm hurt.
I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Dollar. I can't find anything wrong with him except for a few minor bruises. He waited until they got there with the fire ladders instead of jumping out the window. He'd almost will think he done it deliberately to collect on his insurance. The old money-grabbing... I'm sorry. I couldn't talk about that.
A hard man to get along with.
Ask Sheriff Luke. There's a man really suffers with him.
Oh? What do you mean?
Oh, the demands Joshua makes. Calls him all hours of the night. Thinks he hears prowlers. Wants Luke to do something about it. Wants Luke to clear up the trash around his place. His own trash. Wants the dirt road sprinkled every day during the summer. Raises Cain with Luke about, about a million inconsequential things. Yeah, the sheriff's pretty well fed up with him.
Even as you are.
Even as we all are. And Luke isn't a man to fool with.
How about the fire, Doctor?
Yes?
Well, I'm no expert, but a couple of things I saw over there made me wonder.
Yeah. The house burned up in an awful hurry, I'll say that.
It looked to me as though the blaze must have started in not one, but several places simultaneously.
Oh, that's so?
Of course, if there was a gas leak somewhere downstairs, something like
no,
that.
No, he didn't use gas. Said it was too expensive. Out back in the kitchen, he used a coal oil range. Had a pot-bellied coal stove in the living room for heat.
But even if that stove was in poor condition...
Which it wasn't. You're thinking that maybe someone burned him out, aren't you, Mr. Dollar?
Who, Doctor?
Almost anybody in town would be glad to see him go.
Especially Luke Hopkins.
Yes, especially. Oh, just a minute.
Wow.
I've known Luke for over 20 years. He's a good man, an honest man. Has a tremendous sense of duty to the people of his town. Even those he doesn't like.
That includes Joshua Trimmings?
That includes Joshua. So if you think for 1 minute...
A man's patience can sometimes be pushed only so far, Doctor.
No, Mr. Dollar, you're wrong. Dead wrong. Why, I myself would be more likely to... Well, if I had a real cause, that is, I'd...
You better be careful, Doctor.
Well, you know what I mean.
Sure. I think I'll take another look at the place before I talk further with Mr. Trimmings.
Then you better hurry. It's getting late, and it looks like we're going to have some rain.
Yeah. You'll, be around, won't you, Doctor?
Yes, I'll be at my... You don't seriously suspect me, I hope. That is, if you do find real evidence of arson.
Should I? Item 4, 26 cents for a loaf of bread at the general store in the hope of using it as a test for traces of kerosene. But it was raining cats and dogs by the time I got back to the ruins of Trimming's home. Not good. Rain obliterates signs of arson as much as fire itself. I parked my car up by the mailbox and poked around for a few minutes, but got nowhere. By now it was so dark that going back to the car, I ran into the mailbox. Almost on a hunch, I opened it. I took out the contents. And then, stooped over the headlights of my car, I carefully read a couple of the letters. From the telephone company, the electric company, just routine letters. But to me, a definite sign that Trimming's home had been burned down deliberately. The first real clue I had, and not a pretty one. Expense account item 5, 90 cents. Person-to-person call to Fred Haney in Hartford from Sheriff Luke Hopkins' filling station.
I saw your headlights, Johnny, over there where Josh Trimmings' house was.
Yeah, and I found something there, Luke, that... Hello, Fred? Johnny Dollar. Yeah. Yeah, well, just one thing. What business was he in? Yeah, well, then this wasn't the first... Okay.
You say you found something over at Trimmings' place?
Something that indicates pretty clearly that the fire was set. And listen, Luke.
Now you listen, Johnny. My job is to enforce the law around here, not bring it.
Yeah? Okay, we'll see just how much you mean that. Come on.
Sheriff, look, could you come in out of the rain? Good old Louette, I poured you a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, well, maybe later, Mrs. Pasquale.
Better ever you been, young man.
Well, you walked out of here with that Dr. Murray and it. Oh, dear, my poor leg.
I'm an insurance investigator, Mr. Trimming.
I know it.
I've been investigating.
Then you come back here to approve the insurance payment for my injury.
I've been investigating the fire at your home. I'm convinced that it was arson. That it was carefully, deliberately set.
Then get this no-good sheriff here to do something. You mean he did it?
Now, look here, John.
Yes, of course he did.
He's been threatening for years to get me out of this town one way or another. Ain't that true, Sheriff?
Well, yeah, in a way.
Well, yeah, in a way. Ha! He not only set the fire, but he let my house burn down. Is that what you found out, Mr. Dollar?
I understand he and the volunteers got there within a few minutes after it started.
Oh, sure, they got there fast enough. Probably to cover up for his starting the fire. He got there so fast, why, don't you see? If he hadn't known it was going to go up.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Golly, I'll be so glad when I collect my insurance and get well enough away from people like him, by golly,
I want you both to listen to me for a minute.
Sure, go right ahead.
Mr. Trimming, did you pick up the mail for your mailbox on Friday?
What? No, I don't believe it did.
I'm sure you were too busy to.
What?
Ask any big city cop in the arson squad who runs up against this sort of thing all the time.
What?
And he'll tell you that when he sees unpaid bills for water, electricity, telephone lying around, it's one of the sure signs of planned arson. After all, why bother paying the bills if you're going to burn up the place?
His mailbox?
Yeah. Last warning is that unless he paid his bills to the phone company, the...
Now, here, that's tampering with the United States Mail.
Look, Mr. Trimmings was in the doll business before he came here.
Yes, that's where I made the money to retire.
What he retired on was the insurance he collected when his plant burned up.
Ah.
He made little celluloid dolls, cupies, that sort of thing. And if anybody knows about the inflammability of celluloid...
I see.
Picture this, Luke. Long strips of celluloid laid to the corners of his living room from a central point.
Yeah.
At the end of each one, a rag, or maybe just a carpet soaked with gasoline. Not enough to leave a trace, but enough to start the fire.
But I don't see what...
At the center, on top of the celluloid strips, a short-lighted candle. When it burned down to the celluloid, bang, the whole place was on fire. Meanwhile...
I'll be dang.
Meanwhile, he had plenty of time to go upstairs, stay there with the lights on. Perfect alibi. You saw him up there when the fire started, Lou, so you backed up his alibi.
I had no idea.
Yeah? That fire was as faked as the injury to his leg he's trying to collect on.
Yes, you're right.
I thought you couldn't stand up.
And since you've found proof of how I did it, go ahead and ask me, Luke.
Proof? I didn't have one shred of it, Trimming.
What?
That was all guesswork.
You mean
I... Yep. You just talked yourself out of a lot of insurance money.
In front of witnesses, Joyce.
And probably into a nice long prison term.
Oh, no.
Try sprinkling a little on Mr. Trimming. Maybe he'll come too. He did, and he went, quietly. And I'm sure his confession will stand up in court when you take whatever legal action is necessary. And, as long as I've saved the company a big pile of dough, expense account total, including incidentals, a weekend in Atlantic City, incidentals, fare back to Hartford, and incidentals, $241.28. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.